All right, let's do this. It's time. The What's Your Beef segment. Welcome to the program. We go to hour number three. We do it once a week. There it is. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, that is the famous Tower of Beef. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? So, lately it's been kind of a thing. Do we start with the phone calls or do we start with the written? I've been bouncing back and forth. Phone calls actually were a thing for a while. Today we start with the written. This says, this guy's going to set the tone. My beef, the tool on the airplane, giggling his heart out for all to hear in whatever rom-com he downloaded on his iPad Pro to view on the flight. Vince in Fresno. Lots of things to hate about air travel, and that's right near the top of the list. I agree. People have just no sense, do they? Of like social cues. They can't read the room. They can't read the plane. I do hate that. I hate that also when people just start ripping gnarly, blood-curdling farts on airplanes too. And then they act like we don't know who did it, so they got away with it. They're not accountable. They're not accountable to their flatulence. Hate that. Bruno in the Bay. Salutations, Jimothy Cricket. My beef today is with my employer. I look at them as my family. I'm on year 23 of my contract, and not once have they overpaid me by $1 million. It may be time for me to send a resume to LSU and take my talents to Baton Rouge. OSU did do that. Do you know what? That happened to me once. When I worked for another broadcast company, and I would even tell you this. It was when I made the most that I had made in my entire career. And they overpaid me. They gave me a check that I didn't deserve. As painful as it was, I let them know. Painful. So yeah, that happened to me. Jim, it was not a seven-figure check, but it was a good-figure check. In fact, I wouldn't mind having that money right now. Hey, Jim, my beef is with my carpool partner. Do you have any idea how embarrassing it is when he cranks up Eye of the Tiger and starts singing along to it with the windows down? Worse than that, he bangs on the dash in unison with the four opening notes. It doesn't get any better when Life in the Fast Lane comes on. Thanks to him, I'm now on a city bus and my life is in danger. Jim in Quartz Hill. That's not true, Jim. I wish it were. That's good stuff. But again, if something seems too good to be true, it generally is. You made that up, dude. Stop lying. Fan smack. My beef is with people who use the elevator at the gym. The elevator is only there for ADA compliance and emergencies. Unless you pulled a hammy during your 15-minute elliptical session, take the stairs. Don't let the automatic door hit you in the ass on the way out after you press the button to leave. Chuck, in Oside. I like that. Pimp in the Box. My beef is with my wife. Always realizing she forgot something from her shopping list when we are in the checkout line at the grocery store. Oh my gosh, here. That happens to me and DJ all the time. All the time. DJ is short for Dodger Jano. Dodger Jano does that all the time. And she's like, oh, forgot this. And then she'll go to the other end of the store. And of course, the checker has rung everything up and I'm waiting. And she's looking at me like, what? Chill out. What's your problem? What's my problem? Have we ever gone to the market and this not happened? Yo, bro, preach. He goes on. Then she proceeds to send me on a mission to get that item. And I got to run through the store like I'm on supermarket sweep in order to avoid being that bag who holds up the line. Do better, babe. Tony in Redwood. Let's see. DJ doesn't do that to me. She goes to get it herself. She will not send me out to get it. But I don't remember ever going to the market where that didn't happen. This says, my beef is with adolescent monsters who don't do a damn thing in class and act like a bag, only for them to cry and plead with the teacher for a passing grade at exam time. Grow up and learn how to cheat off others like the rest of us do. And have fun getting your car keys ripped from mom and dad. War parents who actually care about their kids. Kenny in Albany. I interrupt this beef segment for another conversation the DJ and I had about the aforementioned Logan Rome. I said to her last night, Logan goes to an extremely academic high school, University High School in Irvine. Not an extremely athletic high school, but extremely academic. How are we in sports? Well, we'll kick your ass in chemistry. We'll roll you up in physics. And the baseball team is much better. Shout out to the coach, Wesley Shaw. Good job, Wes. Anyway, I said to Janet last night, I have something to say, and this is not just me being negative Jimmos. I have a real question. I've never once seen that kid study. I've never once seen Logan Rome study, ever. Jake Rome used to bust his ass. He was kind of like his old man. He was kind of neurotic about it, like, got to get my ACT up, got to get my grades up, got to get into a good college. Machine Gun Kelly there is like, I'm good. I'm cool. I'm good. How's my hair look? We got anything to eat? I'm like, Janet, how is he getting into all these colleges? I mean, safety schools, but he's getting into all of the ones that aren't his first choice. How? I've never seen the kid crack. When does he study? I don't think he's ever studied. When does this kid crack open a book? And she couldn't even answer. But he got into Arizona. He got into Arizona State. He got into Kansas. He got into Kansas State. He got into Iowa. He got into Purdue. He got into Boise State. Yeah, I know. Not exactly UC Santa Barbara, but he's getting into all these schools. How? He's a senior in high school. Never mind senioritis, man. This guy's got high school-itis. When has he ever studied? I digress. Hey, Van Smack, my beef is sales quotas. When the entire sales force can't hit their quota, the answer is not to triple that same quota. Memo to sales management, put that coffee down. Coffee is for leaders only, you arrogant bags. McKay in Oakland, dude, don't get me started. Oh, I know. I know that sales life. It is hard. Why do you think I do the radio show host life? Because I sucked at sales. It's hard. Hey, sales rep, remember when you started the month and every month you go back to zero and they've got that shame board? It's not a motivational board. It's a shame board. They've got that whiteboard up with everybody's number. So when you walk through the door, they want to see you sitting on zero to shame you to work harder. Remember that shame board? Remember when you used to get that tiny little sale at the start of the month and you'd hold on to it all month and then not report it till the end of the month so you didn't end the month with nothing? I remember all those tricks. Remember that time you had a prospect and you didn't want a prospect because cold calling sucks. So instead you went to get lunch and then you went to some pizza joint and the hostess took the person in front of you and you took that fishbowl with all the business cards where they give away that free lunch once a month and you emptied the entire fishbowl of business cards into your briefcase and then you left. And remember when you walked through the door without a sale and the sales manager again wanted to kick your ass and said, what are you doing? What are you doing out there? And you said, oh, I'm prospecting, look. And you dumped the entire briefcase of business cards on his desk. And then the sales manager said, oh, okay. I see you were working. Good job. Good job getting all those business cards that you stole from the fishbowl from people who thought they were entering a contest to win a meal. I knew all the tricks. I tried them. They just didn't work. Breaking news, since we digress. Breaking news during the beef segment. At Rap Sheet reports, the Panthers are hiring former Colts head coach Frank Reich as their new head coach. Sources tell me and Tom Pelissero. The organization's first QB now becomes their coach. That means Steve Wilks is not getting that job. Or Jim Harbaugh. Or Sean Payton. Sounds like Sean Payton's not going anywhere. Let's go to the phones. We're going to mix it up right now. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Grand Rapids. Tom, good to have you. What's your beef?
Thanks for the vine, Jim. Like Alvy, when it's time to wrestle, I'm going to get in and get out. My beef is with the super bags at supermarkets who don't return their shopping carts to the cart corrals. These people are sociopaths. What does it take, like 20 to 30 seconds? I mean, that's the same amount of time it takes Queen Danica to wreck a new tenderoni. War to my Lions put an Aaron Rodgers Green Bay career in the ground back in week 18. Out.
Nice job. Hey, Alvin, how many references to short sexual sessions are you going to allow before you run somebody? Apparently as many as this guy wants. That might be the most well-used, well-played, tired beefs that we have. For some reason, the shopping cart beef, but it always works. It's true. Hey, idiots, walk it 10 feet over and put it where it is. That way it doesn't drift out and ding my car. Or I can't park in a spot because you were too lazy and you left it there. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to San Francisco. Travis, good to have you. Travis, what's your beef?
My beef is that guy that drives down the freeway in the fast lane that's doing 65 when you come up on him from behind. He doesn't move over. You're waiting. You get your opportunity. You go to pass him. An idiot, Miss Daisy, wants to speed up and race you like you're going to the same destination. Miss Daisy, we're not racing. Get over to the far right lane. Stay where you belong. Let me go by you. We're going to two different destinations. War Bengals, go Burrow.
All right, Travis, you got it. Again, not great, but I can live with it. Why don't we try Iowa? Dickie in Iowa on the phones. Dickie, what's your beef?
Jump man, I got a beef, and it's probably not going to sit well with a lot of people, but go to hell, rare steak guy. I'm tired of you mean mugging me every time I order my steak medium well. And, you know, I paid $35 for this ribeye. I'll order it any damn way I please. I'm out.
You know, I kind of like that. Are guys mean mugging you for ordering it rare? He's right. It's his steak. He can eat it any way he wants. He paid $35 for it. Now, we'll tell you this. I'm medium rare guy. I'm a big time medium rare guy. And if you give me a choice between medium well and rare, I'm going rare. I feel really strongly about that. But it's not a reason to go, and most of all, it's not a reason to judge. Eat your meat any damn well way you want. But I feel really strongly about that. I'm not send food back guy, but I want my steak, and I'm a steak man, medium rare. And if I have to choose between medium well and rare, I'm going rare all day long. All I'm saying is get the steak right. Please don't jack up with the steak. Don't jack the steak up. That's really important to me. Let's go to Seattle. John in Seattle. The hey, beef John. Segment, moving right through it. John, what is your beef?
My beef is that I'm fed up with my neighbor's dozen cats crapping everywhere and eating the birds in my yard. I kindly asked my neighbor to control the felines. The response I got was, they're meant to be free. Well, decided to do a little trapping and try Vietnam's favorite snack, fried cat.
Nah, dude.
You don't like that car. I don't like
not
that
okay.
Car. Not a very good
Everything
car.
Was okay until the end of that. Not okay. I'm not going to repeat the line. Just know that's not okay. 1-800-636-8686. Come on, callers. You're not holding up your end of the deal today. Cody in Northern California. Good to have you, Cody. What's your beef?
I'll tell you my beef, Jim. Thanks for the vine. Your XR4 Ti idiots that you got going there can't answer the phone. And then 6 months ago when
old radio button pushing guy Alvin freaking DeLauro goes on a swinger extravaganza for 2 weeks and doesn't let any of his phones know about it. That's my beef. Hey, Taco, pick up the damn phone when I call.
Wow, bro. That's the angriest caller we've had in a long time. Hey, Alvy, you know, you and I never actually did touch base on this because I don't like to interfere with your personal life, but how was that two-week bender where you went swinging? How was that? Alvy says, quote, it was very refreshing. It was a cleanse. Thank you for asking. Can I ask you a follow-up question? Can I ask you a follow-up question, please? How long have you and Mill been swinging?
No.
And what has that done for your relationship?
Dude, no.
All right, fair enough. You did answer the first question. Glad that you took that two-week swinger bender vacation.
Thank you.
And why is Chalk Taco? What is that, like double champ? Double taco? That dude's pissed.
Taco Tuesday!
Taco Thursday! Okay, like, what's your beef, bro? Everything? Your whole damn show? Your crew? All right, now we're getting somewhere. Let's go to somebody who's done this before. Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska. Kathleen in Omaha always has beef. I'm not going to say hello, Kathleen, because you've never once said hello to me. Kathleen, what's your beef?
Ever since Seamus came to the WWE, I never liked him. And to make things worse for me, we share the same birthday. I would rather share with gorgeous baby boy Luka Doncic. We shared the 28th, but I'm January, baby is February.
Racker. I love Kathleen just thirsting after whoever it is.
War lady
baby clone. Boy Luka Doncic. She's funny. Kathleen, and still her record is intact. She has never once said hello to me. She has never once said hi to me. She has never once referred to me by name. She's never once referred to me as baby boy Van Smack. I'm not her type, clearly. And by the way, Kathleen, no offense, I don't want to be your type. Just keep doing what you do, Kathleen. Keep lusting after baby boy, insert whoever, flavor of the month. Let's try Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. I love the Berg. That's a tough town. That's a blue-collar town. That's a passionate town. Let's find out what's going on. Jeff in Pittsburgh. Jeff, what's your beef?
Well, Jim, we're going to head back into the sauna. It's for that lady that finally works up the gall to walk into the co-ed sauna, only to be creeped out by the four old cotton heads sitting in there staring at her. Good day.
Dude, that whole thing was creepy. A co-ed sauna? And this is a beef for the lady that finally got up the courage to go into the, quote, co-ed sauna and then was upset with the four cotton heads that were staring at her? Hey, Jeff, I'm going to assume that you're one of the four cotton heads. A co-ed sauna. All right, let's keep this thing going. Why don't we go with Tim in Salt Lake City? Good to have you, Tim. What's your beef?
Well, hello, Jim Rome. Good to talk to you. And my beef is I got to follow those two clowns. Are you kidding me? Well, that's fine because I'm here to complain about delusional take guy, right? So we've been talking about Damar Hamlin. Yeah, he's actually dead. Well, why don't you freaks go ahead and straighten up your tinfoil hat? Well, I tell you, nobody cares about your delusional takes. I'm the guy who leaves the cart in the middle of the parking lot. Happily so. Yeah, and let's be honest about Jeff Saturday. Yeah, my delusional take is he was the right guy for the job. He was never the right guy for the job. Jim Irsay's out wandering around with 10 G's in his briefcase, and you think he's going to hire the right coach? That's like saying Urban Meyer's a good husband. Let's ask Blondie in the bar. And oh, by the way, let's be real honest. Your kid, Logan Rome, doesn't study because we all know they call you pimp in the box for being a billionaire. You paid his way into USC or wherever he ends up, and all of a sudden, Logan Rome is the greatest rower we've ever seen. I'm out.
My man. That was an extended beef. You know, I let him break all the rules. Normally with the beef, I tell you, get in, get out. You know, get me your beef and keep moving. And that guy just kept going. And being loud's not a take. That guy was loud and didn't get in or out. Bam, 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 bam. Listen, quite the contrary about Logan Rome. I said this the other day on the show, and I make it clear every chance I can. Dude, I am not a billionaire. I'm not even rich, and I'm taking it with me. I'm one of those people that when they put me in the ground, I'm going to end on zero. I'm taking it with me. Yo, that's my money. That's our money. We earned it. I earned it. Yo, kids, do not think that there's this great windfall coming. I've told them that. And no, I'm not trying to buy him into anything. Man, I don't want him to go to USC. You know how expensive that is? I don't want him to go to USC. Yeah, no, I didn't superimpose him in a boat. I didn't put him on a rowing machine. I think I'm pretty clear about what this kid does. He's a baseball player. And if he has any shot at all to play baseball in college, it's probably small, small college baseball. I'm not buying him. I've made this clear. I'm not buying his way into anything. I've let him know in no uncertain terms. Dude, notice how you're not applying to college schools in California. I see you working. You want to get the hell away from me so you can do whatever the hell you want. I see you working. Now I need you to see me working, rogues. It costs a hell of a lot more money for me to send you out of state. Why do you think nobody in-state wants you? Because they want out-of-state money, and everybody wants to come to California. Quite the contrary, Broham. I've told Logan, man, you better maintain a certain standard, or I will drag your ass home, and you will go to City College, and you will figure out the rest of your life. Now, that caller's got that all twisted. I am not a billionaire, and nor am I going to buy Logan's way into anything. But I love the kid. Love the kid. And when he's right and his stuff is moving, he is filthy. He is filthy. He's just not blowing it by anybody. All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Alaska. I love it. Matt in Alaska. Matt, what's your beef?
Jimmy, what's going on, man?
What's up, dude?
Hey, dude, I got a beef about a beef about a beef. We got a guy calling in with the name Dickie. I've hit this before. If you're an adult, your name should not be a little boy's name. Johnny, Mikey, Billy. Now we got Dickie. Once you turn 18, you've got the free agency to do whatever you want with your name, like you've got the free agency to do whatever you want with your steak. If you're going to order it medium well, save yourself $25 and just grab a bag of jerky, dude. War Rogan Loam's dropping down, and war the animal control officers out there that are snagging all these stray cats. That's all I got, Jimmy.
Wow, bro. Matt in Alaska. That's funny. That's funny. If you're going to order, again, I don't agree with this, but if you're going to order your steak medium well, why not just get some jerky? He's funny too. I've covered this before, but I got a beef with a guy, a grown man named Dickie. If you're going with a kid's name, it's kind of funny because like I've said before, there are four or five people that still Jimmy me. Jano will Jimmy me, but she'll go with all the normal pet names that you give to your husband. Sweetie, sweetheart, honey, stud muffin.
Sweetheart.
My mom will Jimmy me, but my mom's 80-something. I don't know. I feel you. I agree with you. You should stop being Dickie and Jimmy once you're 12. But some things die hard. I'm not done yet. How about one or two more? Let's go to Missouri. Travis in Missouri. Travis, good to have you. What is your beef?
Yeah, my beef is going to be the Powerball and the Lotto Scratcher people. They just stand in line and then never know which one they want to pick out. And then when they do get their scratchers, they just move about a foot over to where you can't even pay. Get your stuff, get out, and go on with your life. That's it. Go cheese, brother.
Nice brother. Brother. That was incredible. Alvin, did you fire that or was that him? That sounded almost exactly like what we have. That was amazing. You know, the funny thing about that Lotto D-bag take. We get that every single week, but you know what? It's always true, and it always works. That guy's right. And not to keep inserting the family in, Dodger Jano likes to play the lotto. She'll do it. She's like, you work so hard. You work so hard. I'm going to get you out of that life. She plays the lotto. We never win Jack, but she does it. She tries. Sister.
Brother.
Sister.
Brother.
Wife. Wife.
Brother.
Dodger Jano.
Brother. Brother.
Let's go to Deming.
Brother. Brother.
Brother. That was pretty amazing. Let's go to Ed in Washington. Good to have you, Ed. What's your beef?
Hey, Jim. Hey, as a dad of identical redheaded twin toddlers, my beef is every time I go out of the house, I have some amateur comedian telling me, hey, double trouble. Hey, what aisle's a 2-for-1 special on? Hey, jerk. Instead of asking me, you know, all these ridiculous things, how about you just hold the door for me and help me get into the store? I'm out.
I appreciate it, dude. That was real. And my man, you know that's going to go on forever. I feel you, though. It's got to get so old. I bet every time that guy steps off the curb here or something like that, and I bet it's kind of like me in dealing with you clones, and you clones thinking you're clever and thinking you're saying something that I haven't heard a million times before. That's that guy. Hey, dad of the two redheaded twins, welcome to my life. Now multiply it by a million. So I feel you. I identify with you. Are we done, Tommy, or do we have one more? Let's go one more written beef, and then I'm going to get out for Romeo Dobbs. Rome, my beef is with you losers who want the shopping carts returned. So, we scan our own items, we bag our own items, we bring our own bags, and we have to return our own filthy cart with the missing wheel and rotting lettuce in the bottom. Screw you, I'm drawing the line. Ron in Colorado. You know what? He's got a point. I got to admit, I didn't think I would ever see the other side to, can you just return the cart? He's right. Really quickly, another Rome family story as I go to break. So whenever we go to Punta Mita at the end of the year before I get my crap stolen, we have the same drill every time. We get off the plane. We have the driver take us to the, I think it's called the mega market, whatever it is. And Dodger Jano loads up on groceries for the entire week. So we have food. This mega market, you want a beef, they don't have grocery bags. They don't have bags at all. Not even for sale. They don't have bags. So you look around, and I forgot that we went through this last year, and it was a freaking nightmare. Imagine buying a week's worth of groceries and not one bag. Not one. And you think that if you went through that nightmare, you'd never want to experience it again, but we forgot again. And I'm looking around, I'm seeing all the locals, they bring their own bags. They're smart. You have no idea what kind of hustle it involved to bag up an entire week worth of food and drink without a single bag. We're running around the store, buying crap to use as bags, scrounging, begging for a box. I got a real beef with that. I mean, come on, man. You're a market, dude. You're a market with escalators. Fact, they have escalators. It's a gigantic bleeping market. You can't have bags? I'll pay for your bags. It's insane. A week's worth of groceries and not one bag. But I guess I should know. All right, when we come back, Romeo Dobbs joins me. Good SoCal. Stay tuned. First up, here's a sports update. No, I lied. I'm off again. I keep doing that. That's only the first segment. Dang! We're in trouble. Romeo's not going to be happy. 4 NFL teams, 2 conference championship games, and only a few more shots to win big on the playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E. New customers can bet $5 on the conference championships and get 200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code ROME. You do have to be present in state where lawful to wager. 21 or older in most eligible states. Age does vary by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Void in Ohio and Ontario. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions do apply. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. One last segment. Don't forget, coming up after the program, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. We're going to push that out. Make sure you look for that. But before we wrap this thing, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. He was the 132nd overall pick in 2022 out of Nevada. 42 receptions, 425 yards, 3 touchdowns as a rookie. He joins us courtesy of Panini. Romeo Doubs is my guest. Romeo, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I am doing fine, Jim, and yourself. How's everything going, man?
My man, I'm great. It's good to hear your voice. Good to see you. And I'm going to talk to you about Panini momentarily, but great to have you on. Listen, let me ask you about your rookie year. You spend your entire life working and grinding and dreaming about playing in the NFL. So when you get there, I'm curious, injury aside, how did that first year play out compared to your expectations coming in?
I mean, I thought it was pretty good, man. You know, could have been better. But I just know this year it was a grind. You know, playing for a Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, that position, you know, that you are in, it's not the easiest, but you just got to keep grinding out. Just keep doing your thing, man. But, you know, crazy year, lots of ups and downs, but, you know, I'm grateful and thankful to be a part of something special. But, you know, I know this offseason, just got to keep grinding and just becoming a better version of myself. So,
Romeo Doubs joining us. Dude, that sounds about right. I mean, that sounds like a rookie year in the NFL. You mentioned the quarterback. You know, here in Southern California, you like me, you're a SoCal native. You were a do-it-all dude at Jefferson High. You played quarterback, you played wide receiver, you played running back. So you know what it's like to function under center. That said, you did have to do it with one of the best to ever do it, a guy that you grew up watching on TV. You're a pro now. You pull a paycheck now, but I'm curious, what was it like early in training camp when you first started catching passes from Aaron Rodgers? Was that kind of a trip? Was it sort of surreal?
It was at some point, you know, because you don't really get those ops like that. So at some point, I just had to, you know, mindset had to be a little different because I know it's kind of a business, you know, being in this league. So. But overall, I am grateful to, you know, have a year with him because he will get you better in the long run. So, you know, I'm just grateful for it.
Romeo Doubs joining us courtesy of Panini, which we'll get to in a minute. I mentioned you're a SoCal native. I'm curious, you know, I understand, like, our son is a senior at the University of Wisconsin. We built a home in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. I know what it's like, dude. It's very different than the way we came up. And even you and I came up in different ways. But I'm curious, as a Southern California native, what was it like for you to live and work in Wisconsin your first year?
That was probably the biggest transition, you know, of my life. But I had to anticipate the weather because a lot of people was talking about the cold weather. So when it came by, I made sure I was ready for it. I made sure I had the clothes for it. But overall, man, Green Bay is, you know, it's a great city to be in. I love the city. I love how low key it is. And I'm just, you know, grateful to be a part of it. So.
You know, man, that transition from college ball to the NFL is intense, especially when you go to a high-profile franchise. And again, you play with one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. I'm curious, did it help you that you were able to go through that experience with another rookie wide receiver in Christian Watson?
Yes, yeah, we was pretty much in it together the whole year. You know, whenever I had questions for him, I'll go up to him and ask. vice versa, you know, because there was also another rookie receiver in the room. Samori was in the room as well. And we have veterans of Randall and Allen, who's been with him for quite a long time. So I'm just grateful that, you know, we get to build this thing up together and just to get better as receivers moving on forward.
Dude, I'm glad you brought up Randall. What Randall, man, Randall Cobb is a pro's pro. And there's nothing this guy hasn't seen. There's nothing this guy hasn't done. There's a reason why he and Aaron are so tight and Aaron want him to come back. What's it like to watch this guy work and prepare? Randall.
I make sure I'm tuned in with him every time. Whenever I got questions for him, I go up to him. And just aside of football, I'm just, you know, grateful to have him around because, again, we never know what's going to happen after this year. So just being around him, he's a great guy. And he's just the OG in the room. So whenever I had, you know, a lot of any questions or just some advice playing in this league, I go to him every time because, again, he's been in that, you know, system for a long time. He's been around 12 for a long time. So that's a great person that you would love to go and get questions from.
Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs joining us. One last thought about 12. Hey, listen, I mean, it's his life. It's his deal. You know he's going to think about it. In fact, he was on the show, Romeo, a few weeks back, and I could tell, man, he was already deep into it in his process and his introspection. Do you have any feel for what he's going to do? Any sense of what he might do? What do you think?
I have no idea, man. You know, if he decides to come back, that's great. And even if he chooses not to, it's his life and we can't really, we aren't in control of it. I wouldn't be mad at either decision, you know, because he's already proved his point in this league. We've all seen what he can do. And, you know, again, I couldn't have been thankful enough to, you know, play this year and, you know, be one of his receivers, so.
Romeo Doubs joining us. And if you're watching on CBS Sports Network on the TV side, it's in the background. There's Panini. You've teamed up with Panini and their NFL rookie trading cards. What's that program about? What's the deets?
I mean, just signing cards, man. You know, that was another grind. You know, coming in, just, you know, signing cards just to get them out to people. But I know it's for the people. It's a reason why, you know, not just myself, but the rest of the rookie players that are a part of this, you know, company. It's, you know, it's a blessing, you know, something that you might not ever get back. So feels good, man.
You bet, man. You want that. That's good to be recognized for that. In fact, listeners can go to paniniamerica.net. Hey, Romeo, one last thought. You had to deal with that ankle injury. You know how it is in the game, right? It's not a question of if, but it's a matter of when. There's a 100% injury rate. It's just a matter of when it happens, how severe it happens. I'm kind of curious, because it was a high ankle, you could probably shed some light on this. What do you think that Patrick Mahomes is dealing with this week, having had a similar injury yourself? How do you think he'll play?
I think he'll play fantastic. He's been dominant since he's gotten the league. You know, we all know what he can do. We all know what he's capable of doing. You know, either if you are in the building with him or just being an outside looking in, just seeing it on TV. You know, I've watched him, you know, before I've gotten here, and I think he's a fantastic quarterback, fantastic player. And I think the way how he's handling it the way how he's supposed to. So.
I like that, dude. How good was it for you to get back and get some sunlight, man? Get some warmth, get some vitamin D. How did that feel?
It felt good, man. You know, just being in Green Bay for so long. And I know I'm a Cali kid, so just coming back to this weather, I knew at some point in time I was going to get back to it. But it feels good to be back out here. But I won't make it too long because I don't want to get too comfortable in it. So.
Dude, that's smart. Exactly right. I like that. That's a great attitude. He's a wide receiver for the Packers. He was the 132nd pick overall out of Nevada. He joins us courtesy today of Panini, Romeo Doubs. Romeo, appreciate you, man. Great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for doing that. Let's do it again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's get to it, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Romeo Doubs. I love it. Love a good SoCal coming in here and showing up like that. That was fun. Appreciate him. Appreciate that. Always good to have a Packer on, too. Romeo Doubs, courtesy of Panini today. I like that notion, too, that, yeah, it's good to come home. It's always good to come home, get warmed up, but you don't want to get too used to it. You don't want to lose that edge because you know you got to go back to Green Bay. All right, we are not done yet. And when I say that, I mean with the show and the rest of the day, the big head, James Kelly, and I are going to do Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. We're going to break down the AFC Championship game, the NFC Championship game. You know what else we're going to do today? Another reason to find it. Because there's only two games, we're going to drop some prop bets in there. We normally do not do that. We normally just go straight against the spread and hit every available game, but we're down in two games. So the head is going to bring the prop action. Also, we had Dr. David Chow, the pro football doc, who was on earlier. He's going to appear on that too. And in case you missed him earlier today, he will have some of that, and he'll have some additional exclusive information. Calling all small business owners who paid employee wages during COVID. You may have overpaid on your payroll taxes and are eligible to receive a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com. My thanks to Romeo Dobbs, Will Hewlett, the Pro Football Doc. The clones did I today. And the XR4TI. So we're not done yet. We've got the pod, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Look for that. We're going to tape that right after the show. Push it out. Make sure you find it. Thanks for listening. See you. We're out.